Hi, this is Joe Barry. Thanks for listening to this recording. I didn't want to let this week pass without making a few comments about the market action. I'm recording this about 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and the markets are whipping all over the place, and I have no idea where they're going to close. But there's been a lot of surprise that we've seen a 5% drop in the stock indexes, which seem to come down without any particular news. Well, as you know, we have been trying to be conservative and cautious, recognizing how high the stock markets have been relative to their earnings and virtually every other measure that we use to try to determine really how high the tide is. And for the last several reviews, we have been explaining that the U.S. market, and pretty much the U.S. market only, was experiencing a lot of speculation, a lot of aggressive behavior. You know, there's an expression that a bull market climbs a wall of worry. And the worry is very important because when people are worried in a rising market, they're very careful about doing their research, conservative, and are always looking at what could go wrong. But after long rises and when you're in a strong economy, sometimes that worry goes away. Just an example of the lack of worry, 83% of the initial public offerings this year, the IPOs, are companies that don't even earn a profit. We've seen that happen before, and it's generally not a good sign for the health of the market. A lot of talk has been that interest rates have been rising. The Federal Reserve, which controls the short-term interest rates, has, of course, on a plan to raise those rates from literally next to nothing up to some reasonable level. We're around 2% right now. We're not focused on that so much. What we're watching is the behavior of the other interest rate markets, the loans to businesses. We have had excessive poor quality lending to many weak companies, not only in America, but it's a worldwide phenomenon. If you take one thing away from today's call, it's the word zombie, very appropriate for this month. A zombie company is a company that does not earn enough money to pay its interest. And when you walk through the mall, for example, and you might walk by 10 stores, and the windows are all brightly decorated and people are in there doing business, chances are one of those stores is a zombie. And you wouldn't know unless you looked at the financials to see how weak that company really is. The thing keeping them alive is that there's been an unlimited amount of money to loan to them from mutual funds that promise high interest rates, institutional investors that feel a pressure to show a certain rate of return to their sponsors. You know, Warren Buffett has this great expression that you don't know who's swimming naked until the tide goes out. And you really won't know who the zombies are until the economy slows down. And so what I've been watching, and Patrick's been watching in this market action, is to see if we're starting to see money flowing away from these poor quality loans. And I think we haven't seen it yet, but that would be a trigger point that would indicate that something more serious is going on than just a normal stock market correction. So I wanted to get a few comments in. We're on the case. None of this really surprises us. We work with markets to take advantage of them. And please call us at any time. We're happy to relate all of this to your own individual needs. Our regulatory information is available on the website. You can call us for our documents. Wish you a good weekend, and thanks for listening.